Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You ain't getting no Jeff Calkins again today. Kevin Cerrito here. Jeff is out, but we will talk about his column in the Daily Memphian this morning. He's still contributing content, and
he's always here.
He's always here with us somehow, right?
So he's always on our hearts and minds.
DailyMemphian.com. We'll talk about his story. Memphis has a rich history of playing the SEC. Is it coming to an end? More of a gloom and doom approach to kind of what we talked about yesterday.
But he's just asking questions. But he's going full Cartman.
But we'll talk about that here momentarily because it is Arkansas. It is Arkansas week. And speaking of Arkansas, one of the people on the Mount Rushmore of Arkansas, Chris Harrington, we talked about yesterday, him and Johnny Cash, and the people with the Mount Rushmore of Arkansas people with Memphis connections,
yes.
Right? Something like that. Chris Harrington will join us straight up at 10 o'clock, as he does every day on the show. Of course, that's Jeffrey's voice on the other side. Jeffrey is here. And
good morning, sir.
Good morning. Yes, we've got... We're going to get into some NFL talk later on here in the hour. We've got...
It was a late night that I wish I hadn't stayed up for.
Yeah, it's a doubleheader, which could...
One game was good.
Those could be coming to an end as well. We'll talk about that. And really the big news of the NFL last night kind of involving the greatest of all time, Tom Brady. We'll talk about... He made a couple different headlines from Tom Brady last night, overshadowing.
Also, the NFL was, but I think the NFL was taking a lot of DMCA-ing approaches when people were screenshotting Brady with the headset.
Oh, yes. Oh, but I think, I mean, I really do think we need to get into this. Tom Brady spotted, of course, he's an owner.
Minority.
They made sure
to clearly denote minority owner.
I will replace that with active. He seems to be an active owner. He seems to be active after last night. I think there was every excuse, but until last night, you're wearing the headset. Like, what is he listening to play-by-play on that? Or is that what he's doing?
I guess you could make the argument, though. Have you seen the sideline at Colts games this year?
I have not in particular.
So Jim Irsay's daughter that's going to be taking over the Colts, she has the headset and like a clipboard. Now, she's also...
She's active.
But she's also not calling...
Right.
Fox games.
He doesn't get into those meetings. So that's the big thing about Tom Brady. Like, it's one thing. He gets the access of the announcers. And so, but that's not the only Tom Brady news from last night. And we'll get into
some Saudi cash.
Because he's making a comeback. We'll get into that. But it is Memphis, Arkansas week, right? And Jeffrey, we came in here, the Redbirds. Dropping some stuff off, but Saturday just got even bigger. It's Grizzlies Day at the Redbirds on Saturday as well. Tigers, Grizzlies, and Redbirds all kind of coming together. It's a 3:05 game time on Saturday at AutoZone Park, which means
I guess you could pull it off.
Both. You could do both.
So 11, it's ABC. That means that game usually kicks off at 11:07. I do think both these teams want to run the ball, but I do also think both these teams are going to score. And usually when you have high-scoring games, you have more commercial breaks. So those games could take longer. I think you could pull it off.
I think they should have pushed the time back.
The problem is if Memphis wins, everyone's going to want to celebrate.
Right. Well, you could celebrate, you know.
Most people like to celebrate either, a lot of people like to hang around in the stands and celebrate, and then people want to move to their tailgate.
The game time is 3:05 at AutoZone Park, 11 o'clock, of course, at Simmons Bank on ABC, non-televised baseball game. But it's interesting. Like, if I think they moved it back at 4 or 5, you could definitely pull it off. You're going to get there late. You're not going to be able to get one of the Grizzly jerseys. They're giving away 5,000 Grizzlies jerseys to the first 5,000 fans. But you get to see Cedric Coward is why I would say you want to go down there.
Yep.
And I'm sure he's
probably, say hello.
Yeah, throwing out the first pitch maybe. But tickets.
The next great hope.
Tickets start at $7.03. What am I missing there? $7.03. The Redbirds, as we talked about earlier this summer, their prices have hidden messages in them. I don't know if you remember that promotion for their buffet.
We do remember that.
Right, their buffet. So what would 703 is the ticket 703? What's the hidden message? I don't know. Maybe somebody can tweet us and let us know.
All right, I'm looking it up. Here's the Grizzlies Day promotion.
Yeah.
Now I have to exit out. Fans can get excited for our Grizzlies Redbirds jersey giveaway. The first 5,000 people through the gates will get a replica jersey presented by the Memphis International Airport.
By the airport.
Right. Watch the Redbirds take the field in a specialty Grizzlies-themed jersey. These jerseys honor the Grizzlies' past with a Redbird spin. Fans will have a chance to bid on game-worn jerseys from their favorite Redbirds players. All jersey auction winners will be able to go onto the field at the end of the game and meet the players. The celebration gets even bigger with an appearance from the newest faces of the Memphis Grizzlies. 2025 first-round draft pick Cedric Coward will be on hand to meet fans, sign autographs from 150 to 235, and take the mound for a special ceremonial first pitch. He'll be joined by fellow rookie Javon Small, who will also be signing autographs before the game. Don't miss the unique chance to welcome the next generation. Grizzlies, I'm not seeing anything about 703.
Yeah, tickets for all games this week start at $7.03. You can get a $42.81. Fans can get tickets to the Grizzlies Day and the Grizzlies home open. I'm trying to read into these numbers. Maybe that's just that's too much. We'll do that. We'll try to research that off the air because it's got to be I just believe every number when the prices are so odd like this that they mean something. There's a message here that.
Such an oddly specific number. You think it has to be
$7.03, and then also $42.81 for the other packs. But the Grizzlies Day, it's always a highlight for the Redbirds. Cedric Coward throwing out the first pitch. Did you see Buff?
Oh, okay. Here we go.
We got it?
I think this should have been a note. This is according to
the jersey numbers. Is somebody wearing the jersey number?
What's Google's AI name?
I don't know. AI overview is what it says.
Yeah.
I don't think that's
but what's
name.
Their marketing?
He needs a name, yeah.
Is ChatGPT Google?
No, is it?
I don't think so.
They think they know. This is according to
the $7.03 ticket price for a Memphis Redbirds game is a promotional price honoring the former Redbird Albert Pujols, who finished his MLB career with 703 home runs. While the promotion is not directly to the Memphis Grizzlies, it has been offered during events like Grizzlies Day at AutoZone Park. So it is a special price, but there's not a tie-in.
So that's only that $7.03 is if you get a ticket and you have to sit in the red Albert Pujols seat.
I would think so.
You have to sit in that. That's that one seat is for seven. No,
no,
all seats.
Yeah. I would. Well, I was definitely thinking it was like.
Do they still have that seat, right?
I think so.
Yeah, they tore out all of them and they left it there.
Yeah, that sounds right.
But anyway, if Saturday could not get any bigger, Jeffrey, you thought it could be any bigger. It's also Grizzlies Day at AutoZone Park.
Do we know who's opening the gate for the Tigers?
I do not. I have not seen this. See if you can pull that up. I saw.
Yeah,
did you see Buff Bagwell throughout the first pitch at a Redbirds game?
So I saw it on Twitter, but I didn't know like the promo of it.
Well, I mean, did you see, you know, Buff Bagwell has got a leg. He got a leg amputated.
Yeah.
He threw out the first pitch at the baseball game. So they get the stars come out there for the Redbirds. All right, it is Arkansas week, and if you are a subscriber to the Daily Memphian, which of course you should be, right? DailyMemphian.com. We're reading Jeff's not here today. He will be back on the show tomorrow, right?
Phone.
Yeah, he'll be phoning in tomorrow, so we'll be able to hear from
him. He'll literally be phoning it in.
Yes, from the man himself, mm-hmm. Jeff Calkins. But while he's not here in studio, he's still writing for the Daily Memphian. He's got a great story up. Really, it's because there's a couple ways of looking at it. Like I was looking at yesterday, we were talking about like enjoy this week. It is here. Not only is it the fact that you're playing Arkansas, but like the team is undefeated going into this. We've got ABC involved for the broadcast. It is what you want every week of the football season to kind of be like for Tiger football. With that idea, that's the dream, right? Conference realignment that you could, this could be every week. Every week could be, all right, you're nationally televised against a great opponent.
Just a game you want to see.
A game you want to see. And Arkansas is what? One of four SEC teams not ranked in the coaches poll.
In the coaches, correct. One of five not ranked in the AP.
So they're not the best of the SEC right now officially, but let's be honest.
Like, I do think the truth is, though, I think if they don't fumble.
They could be ranked.
I think if they would have beaten Ole Miss, I think they would have been ranked.
I think so too. Like it came down to one play at the end of that game. But here we are. Calkins goes into like adding to this, and I'll ask you, Jeffrey, like, does the threat of the fact, and we kind of touched on it a little bit yesterday, but I mean, we know the future is not bright for specifically SEC opponents on the schedule because of the new
nine game
conference schedule that is kicking into gear. Does that go? That starts next year, right? That's why the Memphis game got moved.
Yes.
The Memphis Arkansas game got moved. So the SEC will be playing nine games against each other starting next year. Of course, Memphis not in the SEC, but then historically, look. I mean, the Calkins column goes through like you go back to 1982. You go back 40 something years. Memphis on their schedule played Ole Miss, Vanderbilt, Mississippi State, Georgia, and Tennessee in the same season. Like, they played all of them. This is how much this has changed. The 7 years later in 88, they played Ole Miss, Mississippi State, Missouri, Florida, Tennessee, and Vanderbilt. So in 26 years, from 1974 to 1999, Memphis had 95 games against current SEC teams that averaged four SEC games a year, Jeffrey.
It is important to note, at that time in football, they were an independent. So you had the Metro Conference for basketball, but they were independent in football, and so they were just trying to schedule anyone regionally.
But they would would they not add more SEC games if you could have it? Or do you believe that Memphis' strategy right now is to only have the one game?
No, I think you don't.
I mean, you quickly said no, but like you don't need to ponder that. You don't think the scheduling strategy of the previous athletic directors and coaches have been like, let's just have one game against a power conference because that's how it's shaken up.
So it's a couple of things. Like,
is it because they have to, or is it because they?
I think there's a couple of things that are true. Like, it used to be you were just worried about putting together the best schedule possible.
Correct.
Well, now you have other considerations. A, you have a conference schedule, but then B,
I'm not talking about. Look, it's
like,
to be nostalgic about. Okay,
right,
in the old days, we used to play SEC all the time. But like, I'm talking like, let's just compare this to our good friends in conference.
Yeah,
down there in Tampa Bay, South Florida, and you look at their schedule of Boise, Florida, Miami to start the season. How can they pull off three big games? Boise's not a power conference, but Memphis does have Boise coming up. But like they had Miami and Florida same year on the same schedule, which they had to visit.
There's a couple of things. Do I think Memphis, with their four non-conference games, if they could have four SEC opponents, do I think they would do it? I don't.
How many would they max out at two? Would they do two?
Me into two, but I think they think the ideal number is one because you got to also remember.
So what we've currently got is the one.
Right, but you're not going to make all four of those non-conference games SEC games because if you go 1-3 or 0-4, well, you've just eliminated yourself from the number one prize,
Well, what's the University of South Florida doing here, Jeffrey? What's their
perspective?
So you got
to also remember where UCF has been, which is when these games were agreed to, like they were trying to just get a check. Like they're trying to fundraise. And now what has happened is Alex Golish has done a really quick rebuild and all of a sudden they're really good. But there's also another aspect at play. The state of Florida is better at playing the other Florida schools.
Right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Like, Florida last year played UCF. Florida this year plays USF. Miami has played USF. Florida State will play them. Like, they're better about that. I don't know if it's written into law, but, like, there seems to be a much bigger appetite to play your in-state schools.
No, it does feel more like that. In Florida for sure. Like, I mean, we can go to, like, at least not as hostile as it was in Arkansas, right? Where Arkansas refusing to play Arkansas State.
Now, it's also important to note, they rarely play at South Florida. Like, Boise played at South Florida, but Boise's played at Memphis. Like, Boise and Memphis have a scheduling agreement.
Right.
Like, but very rarely, like,
can they get them to go, like, there? Is that Memphis's hard stance of we want home and homes is making it?
I don't know, that
makes it harder to.
Like, they were able to pull off the 2-for-1. And I think, like, to a certain degree, I think they'd be willing to do that. I mean, obviously Memphis wants the home and home.
But a two for one, yeah, fair.
But, you know, they do the one-off with Florida State. Like,
so what is, if this is the end of the SEC era, is there a new direction that they should be focused on beyond?
I said this last week, and I stand by it. Arkansas has been one of the schools that is more receptive to the idea of playing you. Again, we haven't gotten there to where it's, you know, a special relationship like with Bush and Tony Blair. Like, we haven't gotten there yet, but Cal's thinking about it. They're coming here for the tip-off classic.
I mean, it's amazing. Cal was an important part of stopping the basketball series.
Correct.
And now could be the guy who brings it back.
Correct. And,
like, it truly is. Like, he starts the fire and he's going to put it out.
And again, I understand it's not 2030 yet, but Arkansas could have done what other SEC schools did with a lot of these non-conference games last week. They could have canceled it. They didn't. They tried to move. They're moving it to 2030. They could have announced that they were just canceling it. They're not doing that. I think Arkansas, historically, think about it in these terms, when you get a lot of the SEC schools that roll their eyes about going to the Liberty Bowl, Yeah. Like, I'm not saying Arkansas sits there and celebrates going to the Liberty Bowl, but they've always been much more receptive of the idea of playing the Liberty Bowl than a lot of the other schools.
They'll make the drive, right?
Correct.
I mean, Mississippi State's down with it, right? Like, there's a few of them, though. There's a few of them.
I mean, obviously, part of it depends on, like, you know, once upon a time when I first started covering Ole Miss, the idea of going to the Birmingham Bowl at Legion Field would have been, like, disgusting. But I saw a team in 2012 when they filled up the building, they were happy to go to a bowl game, and they, like, they packed the place out. So, like, a lot of it has to deal with, like, Mississippi State, if you tell them that they're going to the Liberty Bowl this year, given what their expectations were from the beginning of the season and given where they were last year, well, yeah, they're going to celebrate that. So a lot of it has to do with, like, program. But, like, historically, Arkansas has been one of the teams that doesn't shun coming here.
Sure. Yeah. And that's what's, you know, makes it, you know, harder to, like, they the relationship, and I've also been conflicted about that this week, right? Because you want to kind of, you want to be, you if you're
you want to be good hosts.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to be, but you also, you want to, Memphis is so desperate for not only big games, but big rivalries, right? And you want to go back to that, and you want to kind of channel your parents or your grandparents' disdain.
Kevin, can I rephrase
for Arkansas?
Just any rivalries.
Any. Yeah.
Sure. And we tried to talk ourselves into UAB again.
Right. But I mean, because we're either too good, too highfalutin for the rivalries with UAB, right? I mean, come on, there's a name for the UAB game, right? There's
Battle
a name.
Bones,
there's
baby.
A trophy for it. I mean, we are always either think we're too good for a rivalry, or the opponent thinks they're too good to be in a rivalry with us.
There is an element of being stuck in purgatory.
Yes. And so Arkansas, like, I was kind of looking forward to, like, all right, let's see, like, bring back some of this, you know, because I know many older people older than me that live in this city who do not like Arkansas, right? And that's maybe, and that's why I'm trying to figure out where does Memphis fit in this schedule too, because, like, oh, do we need to bring, we've got Louisville coming back in basketball, right?
Yep.
I think that's exciting. Can you start a football game? Would that matter or at all for Louisville?
I mean, I point out Justin Crone, a listener, tweeted at Jonah Dillon when the Memphis Arkansas game was announced to be being moved to 2030, also pointed out, hey, Louisville's supposed to play Georgia next year.
And that could swap that one.
Right. And you would think Georgia's going to keep the Georgia Tech game because that's, like, I think that might be mandated by state law, but they are going to play that game. So if they're dropping one, they're probably dropping the Louisville game.
And that one just, I like, you know, the and that's, again, a problem with the Tiger schedule. And we look at it, when we broke down, like, the Grizzly schedule, you know, there's these built-in games that matter even if the team doesn't matter, right? And that's why rivalry games and these SEC games are important. This game matters even more this year because, hey, we're about to be losing opportunity to play the SEC games at home on top of the fact that Tigers are actually good. But, like, this game would be exciting if Memphis was 0-3, too. It would be a different level of excitement. But, like, when you have an important game, that's how rare these games, when you're playing a regional opponent of significance like Arkansas is, like, it would still matter. But how big does it matter this week, Jeffrey, for you? Memphis going in 0-3. Arkansas does have they've lost ones right down the road in Oxford. What's your level of anticipation now, knowing the stakes? The stakes could not be that much higher for the University of Memphis. You're about to...
It's your showcase. It's your non-conference showcase.
But also, does winning hurt your chances of playing SEC schools in the future? That's definitely not something you should think about or factor into the game. But, like, is that your... If the Tigers lose on Saturday, can fans be like, ah, well, at least maybe they'll play us some more?
So, I'm going to say it doesn't help. But I do also think what is coming down the pike is something that I've been talking about for a while now, which is schools are not afforded the luxury right now of thinking about, well, we're not going to play a team that we could maybe lose to, because what they're going to experience over the next 5 years or more is, as the ticket prices keep going up, and now you have our generation, which is coming up as the, you know, the like, they're marketing to us. Like, when, like I right. said, the day that I saw a BMW commercial with a Blink-182 song, like, it's like, wait, what? No. So
yep.
You're now struggling to get people to go. Like, I think you're going to have to start thinking about, hey, what if we play some more regional games so that that's a game that we sell a bunch of tickets to? Because while Tennessee's not struggling right now, it's like, you keep, you keep asking a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. Now what's going to happen is our generation doesn't mind paying more for one game. So like if you did the, well, if we got the season tickets, right, our price per game goes down. But our generation's a little bit more of like, I'll go to the couple of big games. I'm fine spending money to go to that. And, you know, we'll all go to that one game. And so the price per game doesn't necessarily matter. Everyone's just thinking about it in terms of like, what was my total cost? And so I think you're going to have to start looking at other schools like, okay, well, we know if Memphis plays Arkansas, Memphis is also going to bring their allotment of fans. And there's, you know, there's another 5,000 tickets that we sold. And maybe that's a game that's more attractive to getting casual fans to sit there and go, oh, okay, I'll go see that game. So while your instinct is at this point in time, you would think it doesn't help, I still think there are going to be other factors later on that are coming, I think, a little bit more quickly than people anticipate.
Oh, I mean, that's a, I mean, that is a great point that should not be overlooked, right? Like the, when you play these regional opponents, like Louisville, I don't know, Louisville would be an exciting game. I think the Louisville fans would be excited to play Memphis and vice versa for Memphis versus Louisville. I'd get some people, you know, but the longer you don't play these teams like that, then it's like, well, people forget about how they're supposed to have disdain for these
I still think it's important to play your neighbors.
That's what, yeah, that's what's getting, like Ole Miss, Tennessee, Mississippi State, Arkansas, these schools that are right here that have so many fans, like, look, I'm not a fan of any of them. You know, I'm a fan of the SEC. No, I will admit, I love the conference. I'm not a fan of those teams, but I know so many people that are fans of those individual teams, and that your team's coming to town.
Yes.
Like, that is like your favorite musician's coming to town. You're going to go to their concert. Their team's coming here to where you are. You don't have to do anything but wake up at your own house,
right,
and drive there and go back to your own house on the same day.
Yes.
Like, it's the convenience when you're one of those local teams, like we were getting here this weekend with Arkansas. There are so many Arkansas fans here who will not have to drive all the way to Fayetteville. Or do they still do the Little Rock game?
They played Arkansas State at Little Rock this year. I don't know if that's going to like start to be a tradition. They're trying to phase it out, but there's still some political element. They're trying to play like the game that they're not playing an important game anymore there. They'll play like their non-conference opener or something like that. You know, like they're playing that. They're not playing the LSU game in Little Rock anymore.
We should just play. Just lock in the Memphis game there. I'd play Memphis, should go there and play them every other year or something. All right, but so anticipation, Jeffrey, this week, because this is like the biggest. This is obviously the biggest now. Hopefully, if Memphis wins on Saturday, we've got so much more things to anticipate based off of what. And I know you believe, and I'm with you that they don't have to win on Saturday to still even make the college football playoffs. They don't.
No, but basically, if they're going to make the college football playoff without winning this game, they're basically going to need to be perfect in conference play.
Right, they got to win everything.
Yes.
And it just helps to have this non-conference, especially the SEC right now, which is hot across the, you know, SEC, not top dominant, but they have got 12.
I mean, they're 10 and, they are 10 and 2 in non-conference games against other power leagues.
Yeah. So, I mean, the SEC is definitely the dominant top to bottom conference at the moment again.
Yeah.
It feels like. But
it's the best league if you're considering every team.
Correct. Oh, yeah. Without a doubt.
Does that mean that their best team is the best team? Probably not.
Like, if you had a game on Saturday and it's like, you spin a wheel, you're going to play a team against the SEC or in a Big Ten team or a Big 12 team, ACC team, you're going to, which wheel do you want to spin? You do not want to spin the SEC wheel.
Right. Like, so
if you would spin the wheel of those other conferences and just hope you don't land on Ohio State, or just hope you don't land
on. Yeah. Like, if I think that I would take Georgia against Ohio State, Oregon on a neutral? No. So it's like, do I think that the SEC is going to win a national title this year? No, but I still think it's true. Like, I mean, for God's sake,
the chances of the wheel landing on it, if you're spinning a wheel, the chances of the wheel landing on a team that is going to push you all the way to whether it's overtime or a
do you think Arizona State was happy to play Mississippi State right now?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That is not, I wouldn't say underrated for sure in the state of Mississippi story to start this season, but that is definitely one that the SEC can hold on to and point to as like, that's the signature SEC win so far.
I mean, if you're a Tennessee fan, are you super pumped to go to Starkville next week?
I mean, Arizona State, correct me if I'm wrong. I know there's a lot of blowouts, but weren't they not in the playoff playoffs? What was going on?
They were indeed. They were a playoff team, and they got beat in double overtime.
So, I mean, Mississippi State beat them, and they were without, you know, you spin that wheel and you get Mississippi State. You know, you don't want to. But so anticipation, the stakes are high in the fact that this is something that we may not get to see. We already see it so rare. And I hate to keep, you know, beating this drum, and because we did it a lot yesterday, but it's like this is such a rare moment happening in Memphis on Saturday in the current times. And as Jeff points out today in the Daily Memphian, it is a moment that looks like it's even going to be rarer going forward in future times, which is disappointing, especially if you're an Arkansas fan living in the Memphis area, a Tennessee fan living in the Memphis area, a Mississippi State fan living in the Memphis area, an Ole Miss fan living in the Memphis area. You want to see these teams play Memphis. It's convenient and fun for you. It's so much fun the Monday at the office after, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's what it's all about. Whether we say they're rivalry games or not, they're regional matchups that matter. And the fact is, again, Jeff points it out, it just does not seem like there's one game currently locked in on the schedule, and it's Mississippi State.
In 2028.
And a couple years away from that.
Yeah.
That's the next Olympic year.
Yes. When we'll be playing flag football in the Olympics.
Right. So I can't wait for that. So anticipation, how are you ranking this anticipation?
So I'm trying to judge the mood of the fan base. I think the problem that makes it difficult is I didn't feel like this is one of the most anticipated seasons. And you and I talked about it's a weird reality because this team probably has as good of a shot as last year's team was. But
they currently do, yeah.
There was more of a build-up.
They have a better shot, actually, right now at this point in the season because Boise had fallen so quickly.
Correct.
Yeah.
So it doesn't feel to me as anticipated as the Mississippi State game was back in 21. Am I doing the math right? I think it was 21. Yes. Yes.
You feel like.
I don't feel like it's as anticipated as that was. But it does feel more. It feels bigger to me than any of the Tulane games, the last Tulane home games.
Sure. Yeah.
Probably. To me, it's like the biggest game since then.
So there's some factors to that. It's kind of disappointing that Memphis hasn't been at least the one, right? We haven't played Arkansas. When was the last time Arkansas was on the schedule? Do we know?
I'll look it up.
It feels like if you were playing Arkansas on a more regular basis, the game would mean more because you would have more history to reference in recently against this opponent, right? But we had Mississippi State. So at least when they play Mississippi State in 2028, there's at least some more recent history against them. But I think that hurts some of the anticipation. What it seems like to me is, and this is kind of true with Tiger football, is you're going to need this moment. This is always the attention getting moment. I think a lot of casual fans are checked out.
98's the last meeting.
98. That's the Bill Clinton was president.
I think Arkansas went to the SEC. No, maybe State went that year. Yeah, no, State went that year.
So, I mean, they were coming over across the bridge and it said, you know, where they had welcome to the home state of Vice President Al Gore.
Yes.
They went back and welcome to the home state of
Bill Clinton.
The president versus the VP game.
Yes,
back
of course.
Then. Yes, but it's a long time ago. But don't you feel like people are often, it's for Memphis football, at least at this point, because of the schedule, it's like, let's see how they do against a real opponent, and then that can get some people's attention. I feel like a lot of people are, the anticipation is not there, because this is going to be what sets off the excitement of Tiger football with a win, or it just keeps it kind of neutral of.
And we can talk about all the factors of reasons, but it also doesn't feel like support of the team is at a fever pitch.
Right. And that's, I think, the disappointing conference realignment news.
I think many factors at play, but I think that is a huge part of it.
But this is, you get it for 1 week. For 1 week, you're playing a power school that is kind of like a regional rivalry. You know, we'll use the word rivalry. Why not?
I'll tell you this. I think the best player that Memphis is going to see is showing up on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Talen Green. Talen Green right now, he's healthy, and Bobby Petrino is... They've put Bobby Petrino up in the press box now, and it feels like he's playing video games, and the guy's really good at calling plays, and it's like they're offensively right now, they're cooking.
And, yeah, I mean, we won't get into it now because we'll be talking about it. I mean, it's only Tuesday, Jeffrey.
Yeah.
I'm anticipating this. I'm very excited. My day is planned around, you know, the 11 a.m. kickoff for I am ready to go ABC Saturday. I'm anticipating it highly, but hopefully it's not the most anticipated game of the season.
You hope that there are more significant, bigger games the rest of the year. That has nothing to do with Arkansas.
But there's no bigger opponent than this one, right? This is the biggest opponent the Tigers will play unless they make the college football playoffs, which is still a possibility. It's a public service reminding you here on the airwaves. So there's still a chance that the Memphis Tigers will make the college football playoffs. There's no chance that Arkansas makes it. Like, I think it's going to have to be an amazing turnaround for Arkansas to make the college football playoffs. But if you look at it from that perspective, like, right, there's no way.
No, I think it's true.
There's no way Arkansas is making the college football playoffs. Memphis still could do it.
Well, I think Arkansas can go and beat a top-tier team in the SEC, does have playoff aspirations.
And they probably will. After last Saturday, yeah.
I definitely think they're capable of knocking someone off. Do I think that they're capable of rallying and then going, you know, essentially 8-1 the rest of the way? No, but like, I still think that this team is capable of beating someone's going to go to Fayetteville. Maybe it's Notre Dame next week. Somebody's going to go to Fayetteville and be like, man, I wish we didn't play them.
Right. So,
which is what you hope that Arkansas says when they come to Memphis Saturday.
You hope so. And so that will, of course, continuing coverage here on 92.9 FM ESPN throughout the week on the Arkansas game. I'm sure we will get into it if Memphis is prepared to get into the shootout, Jeffrey, or not.
I would be ready to score.
Not only is it like an awesome opponent, but it could be a high-scoring, fun game. Get me some flashbacks of Georgia-Tennessee
nice
first quarter.
Brunch,
I want to see that.
You know.
Let's get going.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, Tom Brady is returning to football, and he is
playing.
Yes, he's going to be playing football, and he's also apparently heavily involved, more so than we even thought, with the Raiders. We'll talk all about that and more when we return. You're listening to the Jeff Calkins Show here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site.
Lowe's, we help you save.
Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Welcome back. Jeff's out today. Kevin Cerrito filling in. Jeffrey is here. Chris Harrington's joining us straight up at 10 o'clock. We'll talk about the NBA future power rankings.
Oh, yeah.
With him, and a film legend passed away today at the age of 89. So we'll get his thoughts on that as well coming up. But last night was Monday Night Football. So some Tuesday morning quarterbacking here. Bum, 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 bum. It was a doubleheader last night.
Yum.
Yes, the Buccaneers of Tampa Bay beating the Texans by one.
Baker, baby.
That was, yes, that was the
congrats to all my Baker stockholders out there. It's a good night for us.
Bucks won last night. It was one of the better of the two games. Of the Chargers, though, are they up to something here? The Chargers more than...
Is Harbaugh doing what Harbaugh does, which is building a really competent, physical, tough football team that's going to be a part of the story?
It is possible. I'm definitely starting to believe that every week, right? So Chargers win last night 20-9 against the John Martin Oakland Raiders of Los Angeles, Anaheim, Las Vegas now. That's where they are.
You and Lewis Riddick both went through every city, basically, that the Raiders have played in. I think only the Rams played in Anaheim.
Yeah, yes, you're right. Yeah, no. Well, the Anaheim, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
But the Rams did play at the Angels Stadium.
Did they play there?
Okay. Correct.
They did.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, they did. I think you're right. Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, this.
I don't remember for how long, but I do. I think they were playing at the Angels Stadium when they moved to St. Louis.
You know, I have a lot in my heart for the city of Oakland. Without their pro sports teams these days. But so the big story, it was a doubleheader last night on the field, but the big really story in the NFL was a kind of a double.
It was in the booth.
Yeah, it was in the double news.
The coach's booth.
There was a double news story coming from Tom Brady. So Tom Brady last night, the minority owners of the Vegas Raiders, but we ended up with two Tom Brady stories breaking on a doubleheader night of Monday Night Football last night. Which one are we starting with here? Which one's the biggest story to you, Jeffrey, this morning? We've got Tom Brady looks more hands-on than previously thought by sitting in the coach's booth with a headset on, or Tom Brady's making his return to the football field. One of them sounds like, obviously, a much bigger story, Tom Brady coming back to the football field until you find out it's flag football being played in Saudi Arabia.
Correct. Gronk also coming out of retirement as well.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going with the first story. Because
that does impact the.
Well, it's clearly a story the NFL doesn't want to talk about. And it's clearly something that they've implicitly decided they don't care about, but everyone else seems to care about it. And I'm not saying everyone else is wrong. I think it's really weird. Tom Brady's sitting in the coach's booth in his suit with a headset on.
Just right out there, like.
Taylor, in the coach's booth.
Taylor with, like, Swift the was iPad. Hiding behind a wall when she came to the game the other day.
Correct.
Tom Brady not thinking, can I get
check.
That wall? Can I get that wall so people don't see me over here?
Well, like, my thing is...
Could he not be on the other side of the headset from another room? Like, why is he's so brazen about this. He thinks he's untouchable.
That's the first question that I have is, did he think he wasn't going to be spotted?
No way.
I find that hard to believe. This is someone who's been in the public eye now for basically the last 30 years.
And in the recent years, very much so without the helmet on, like right
yes.
there, you know what this guy looks like.
So it tells me that he doesn't care that he's going to be spotted.
Right.
And so that also, to me, you tell me if you think this is an incorrect deduction. It also tells me that he views... His ownership and his involvement with the Raiders is not going to jeopardize his TV deal because everyone keeps telling me, oh, they think that eventually the TV thing is going to end. It's like, guys, he still keeps showing up, and there's about 35 million reasons why he's going to keep showing up. So
yep.
He seems to not think that it's a big deal, but I do think everyone else is looking at this and thinking, well, let me get this straight. Chip Kelly, because one of the anecdotes on the broadcast was Chip Kelly mentioned to the announce team during the production meeting, hey, man, Tom Brady and I talk two or three times a week, and it's about football, it's about the game plan, it's whatnot. Now, it's fairly innocuous, because I also think that this is true. I think some people believe that he's getting state secrets when he goes and does the production meetings with other teams. I don't really think that's the case. I think everybody knows, hey, man, like, Tom Brady's on the other side of this. Like, I'm just going to give him generic stuff. Like, I don't think they're going to give anything that Tom Brady probably didn't already know or couldn't have seen on film and whatnot. But the problem is the NFL keeps, like, at first they were like, well, he can't go into the meetings. Now he can. And it just seems like he's breaking all of the rules. And the thing that's weird to me is during his playing career, they couldn't wait to discipline him for breaking of non-rules or whatnot. Right. And now it's like, the red carpet is just laid out for him, and it's like, I just keep thinking, like, is he making them that much money that they just don't care? Like, it's a very confusing element for me.
And he's getting away with it. I mean, he's been getting away with this. They're giving him more treatment.
Like,
he's getting special treatment, and he's being allowed to get away with it. So to the point that he just thinks he can, does it matter? But to me, it feels a little bit different when you're seeing it, right?
Right.
We have not seen it, so you can always assume we're not in these production meetings and, you know, people outside the media, we don't really understand and, you know, comprehend exactly what type of advantage he could get from that. Because I am with you, Jeffrey. I don't think they know this is the production meeting with Tom Brady. You're going to be
and he's not
acting a certain way. So
other analysts are able to go to practice. He's right. Not allowed to do that. He's not allowed to go to the other facilities, whatnot. He clearly can go to the Raiders facility, but
would this result in more restrictions or rules for Tom Brady?
I'm going to say no.
He's acting the way he acted. Like, you don't think nothing's going to change? We'll see it again. Will we see him? Because if nothing happens, then what's stopping him from continuing to be right there with the coaches during the game?
Is this because this
was a Monday night game, right? So he's going to be on the call on Sundays usually.
Yes.
So he's not going to be able to be there.
To go to games, unless they're like a Thursday night game or whatnot. But
right. So those are the only ones he can be in the booth.
Correct.
Yeah.
And so that's a very limited buffet, if you will.
Right.
But
given the opportunity, boom, he's there.
Correct.
First opportunity, he's.
But my whole thing is like, do you want to be an owner or do you want to be an announcer? Like, that's kind of where I net out. Because he's also, it's not like he's so good at being announcer that we should be breaking the rules for him.
Oh, for sure. But his star power is big enough that, and we'll get into the other Tom Brady story in a minute, but his star power.
Do you really think this would be the argument. Do you really think he closes so much money in advertising deals for Fox that he's worth it? Because I don't think Fox is going to tell you. I think Fox is going to say yes. I would love to know if that's the case.
I wonder, if he's worth it. He does have a big deal, right?
Yes.
He does have a big deal. But, you know, I think, you know, is he, you know, and they lost their big number one NFL team, right, to Monday Night Football.
Correct.
So they are a little bit probably playing by a different set of rules than they used to play with just as recently of what they're going to do. But does it matter? I don't think Fox, this doesn't really impact, like, what is the deal for Fox? I mean, like, you know, Fox.
Well, I think this is
more of a, like, the Raiders and Tom Brady story than it is for Fox. There's no negative for Fox. They're getting a guy who's got inside knowledge on what's going on. So if anything, it's an advantage for Fox.
I guess my question is like, could Fox not have closed those deals no matter what? Like, you have the NFL. It's the number one. I guess my thing is,
I know what you're saying with that.
Name brand.
It's great.
I also think that matters less than ever.
But it seems to, you think it matters less than ever?
Correct.
For to have the brand name announcer?
Yes.
But I think the networks are all acting like it's more important than
I know,
ever,
but,
don't they?
But wouldn't you also agree that television networks have not exactly played the cards right in this era?
Just think for a minute, and we'd spend a lot of the beginning segment, you know, flashing back 40 years or whatever, when we were growing up, right? You get into I can just recall so often, Jeffrey, like, I mean, to your point, I don't think it matters. I think being good, a good announcer is what matters the most for these broadcasts. But you could grow up, not even, like, as a kid, you're like, oh, that person used to play? Oh, that person used to be a coach? Like, you would have no clue anything about the history of the other announcer, and you'd have to eventually learn it.
Right.
Like, it didn't have to be somebody who just recently played. It was some old guy.
Yes.
Who was just funny, and I was like, oh, it's like your uncle that was up there doing it or something.
Sure. But a character.
Right. You just had a character. Like, it did not matter who it was, because the younger generation had no clue who it was.
So, yes.
Like, it was just, this was the guy who was the announcer. That's what they were more famous for, being an announcer for a lot of people than actually a player. The thing with Tom Brady is he is the greatest of all time, and he is always going to be more famous than almost anybody on the game broadcast. Like, anybody on the field, he's quite often, he's always the most famous person on the entire broadcast. Now, does that help you sell ads? I don't know. But,
I mean, to me, it's like, I think about it in these terms. Once upon a time, the Madden game, whoever John Madden was calling that week, was a big game.
Yes.
And so you had that crew. I don't think anybody thinks about, like, I don't think Tom Brady's bringing anyone to the broadcast that wasn't there. Like, the game is what's bringing people to the broadcast. Taylor Swift has brought more people to NFL viewership than he has.
Without question.
So my whole question is like, why are we doing this? Like, why do we have to go through and watch this whole tap dance? Because it doesn't seem like it's worth it to me.
Do you think, speaking of Taylor Swift, you're going to have to be in that, you think that Taylor Swift wall is going to be a good Halloween costume?
Like, I think that was appropriately timed.
That's great. It's going to be great.
I'll defend her on this one. I have no problem with that. I think for a while she liked going to the games.
But she
was
under more disguise this week than Tom Brady was.
I think now she's at the point where she's trying to go to the games just to watch her fiance.
Right.
I don't think it's the event that it once was, and I have no problem with her doing that.
But to your point, she has brought in a lot more viewers. She brought in new viewers, right?
Yes.
Like this thing. You want to bring in these...
I'll do one more.
They would do better.
Deion Sanders brought more new viewers to college football than anyone else we've seen in the last 15 years.
I would agree with that, yes.
Because, like, ESPN thought Belichick was going to do it. And guess what? It hasn't.
No, I mean, Deion... Deion's remarkable.
Deion is a television phenomenon.
Because he's so charismatic, and he does rally a fan base that he did bring them over and make them fans of Colorado, like you never would seen before. Though, but Tom Brady, you know what they should do? If you're we get off track on, like, if you're Fox, put iShow Speed in the booth is what you want to do. If you want to get your ratings up and get a new audience, iShow Speed should be one of your commentators.
Well, I mean, they tried experimenting. So, the guy that punted at UCF, and he's now a big streamer. They had him on the sidelines at the YouTube game. Like, so they've been dabbling with that.
But that's how you get, like, I agree with the Tom Brady, is he worth the money? But to me, that's a different question. That's a Fox conversation. To me, this is the NFL.
But
is it worth it for the NFL to have
that's what
him?
I'm saying. Like, implicitly, yeah. Though, the NFL signs off on all of this.
Is this, are you concerned about the integrity of the game?
Not even necessarily that. My whole thing is, I don't think, it's frustrating to me because I don't think he's a good enough announcer that you put up with it.
But he's a big enough name. So I think there's this balance of, he's a big enough name, whether you think he's great or not becomes a question. You know, I don't know. Like,
being a big enough name ever matter? Because, like, for instance,
I think it does matter. I mean, historically, let's just go to Memphis radio and shout out to George Lapidus,
sure.
Right? But George Lapidus, a great sports reporter, but nobody act like he was the greatest broadcaster of all time. Everybody could do their George Lapidus impression or whatever, but he had the name value. And the advertiser supported George Lapidus, and he had the credibility. So, but we was not that necessarily at the greatest speaker by any means. So, does that mean he wasn't great?
He was
valuable. Tom Brady, it doesn't express his thoughts in the greatest way, but he still is the most recognizable name, has a respectable resume. When he does say something, especially now, I think you have more. Coming from him, knowing that he's really involved with the Raiders, to me, it adds a whole nother element. I want to know, like, to me, it makes it more exciting to watch him as an announcer, but also calls into question how fair is it all.
Well, he's clearly, like, conflicted. There's obvious conflicts.
It makes his job harder. What is he going to reveal? So it also makes him harder to be better. He can't be better because he can't, you know, like he's like, oh, I shouldn't say this.
Yeah, I guess though, like if using your George example, because like I'm fine with
I'm
that.
Just trying to say that,
but the
like
difference
as a broadcaster.
To me, like the difference
I
to
think
me
people
is.
People sell, they're not great, but they can still sell with the name.
Right, but the NFL, Fox is selling the NFL. That thing's going to sell itself.
I agree.
It just feels everything. I guess
I think
that's
it's more of a.
All of it feels unnecessary to me.
It's more the networks are kind of going through this period where I feel like whoever the executives want to have their big names, right? They're
yes.
collecting their action figures. They're whatever.
Their brand,
you
I mean, literally,
say.
Let's call it what it is. They're collecting brands.
They're collecting brands, but the big name players. Like, there's a fight for it. They don't want the other person to get it, so they get the other person, even if that other person is not great.
See, I think,
and
I
that's
think
what happened
if Fox
with Tom
were really
Brady.
Machiavellian, I think they'd make Brady a free agent.
That mean, they could. But I'm looking at more from the end. Like, you're fine with him being in the booth as far as, like, you don't think.
I mean, I thought it was weird.
Yeah.
Like, but, like, again, at the same time, as I mentioned, Jim Irsay's daughter that's now the controlling interest of the Colts. Like, she sits on the sidelines with a headset. But the difference to me is she's not going and calling a game on Fox.
Yeah. I agree. So Tom Brady was in the booth last night. So there's another Tom Brady story that we have to get into because he is returning to the football field. This is how big the Tom Brady name is, Jeffrey. That's just what I'm saying. His name, at least like people in Saudi Arabia, think he's still the best football player. Going today because that's who they have brought in as the face of this Saudi Arabian.
Don't forget.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.